The Canadian city of Toronto has a reputation as a safe place with a low crime rate, but the past year has seen a dramatic rise in gun violence there. The day after Christmas, 7 people were shot. The city's attention is now focused on guns, gangs, and violence. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
This intersection, Yonge Street and Dundas Avenue, is the heart of Toronto's downtown shopping district. The day after Christmas, this area was packed with bargain hunters when two groups of young men started a gunfight that ran for several blocks up Yonge Street. 7 innocent people were shot and a 15-year-old girl was killed. The girl, Jane Kreba, was gunned down leaving a shoe store. The incident has focused Torontonians' attention on gun crime, something that in the past barely registered as an issue. Jim Jennings is the editor-in-chief of the Toronto Sun newspaper.
We've had 52 gun-related homicides in the past year, which by American standards is nothing, but by Canadian standards is an outrageous number.
One of the reasons gun violence has been so uncommon here is that handguns are rare. Canada has strict gun control laws. In the past, it's been very hard, and now it's almost impossible to get a permit for a handgun. But according to police, most of the guns in the hands of Toronto's criminals are smuggled in from the U.S. Besides the shootings on Yonge Street, there have been half a dozen high-profile gun incidents this year. 2 men were shot during a funeral in November, and 1 man was shot right in front of dozens of police officers at a busy intersection during a holiday weekend. Wendy Sukier teaches criminal justice issues at Ryerson University.
What has changed is not so much the absolute level of violence, or even the absolute level of gun violence, but the character of that violence. So the fact that we have more shootings in public places, more bystanders who have been shot and either severely injured or killed, makes the character of the violence very different.
There have been high-profile shootings in Toronto before, but so few of them that most commentators can mention the 3 or 4 shootings that have shocked the city in the past and remember the names of the victims. But those same commentators now seem to believe that something fundamental has changed in this city. Wendy Sukier.
I think Toronto's lost its complacency. Even though the statistics show that Toronto is still remarkably safe by Canadian standards, certainly by North American standards, I think the perception of gun violence being a threat to average citizens, not just gang-on-gang violence, is something that has caught people's attention in a way we've really never seen before.
Canada is in the midst of a national election campaign, and political leaders jumped on the issue. In response to the shootings, a summit meeting was called in Toronto last week. Federal, provincial, and local political leaders got together to discuss gun violence. But crime issues have never had the political resonance here that they have in the U.S., although that is slowly changing. John Scarf is a criminal defense lawyer.
It's a hot-button issue. People are outraged that right in the middle of the city, our sort of Park Avenue, so to speak, Yonge Street, is being shot up as indiscriminately as it is. That puts pressure on the politicians to say we're going to do something.
Scarf dismissed the summit as so much hot air, but the politicians did agree to add 200 new police officers in Toronto before the end of the year and to make more money available for prosecutors and more police officers next year. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.